Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome once again to the Gary Zimak Show. I'm your host, Gary Zimak. You and I are going to be together for the next 30 minutes as we discuss humility. Yep, today's topic is all about learning to be humble. We're going to be keying on the Mass readings for the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. And this is a powerful message. I think sometimes we mistake the idea of humility, thinking it's that we need to think poorly of ourselves. We need to think that we're no good and we never can accomplish anything. Well, that's not what true humility is. True humility is seeing yourself as God sees you, or as you really are. So we're going to talk about how humility can be the way, or is the way, it's the only way, for us to become holy and to become like Christ. Because who could be more humble than Jesus, who was divine? He was God, but what did he do? He humbled himself and took on human form so that he could live among us and do what he needed to do, his death and his resurrection from the dead, to open up the gates of heaven. I mean, it's an incredible story when you look at the life of Jesus. So we'll be talking about how to be humble, or how to know you're humble, because a lot of times we fool ourselves. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Anyway, it's so great to have you with me on the Gary Zimak Show. We're going to talk about this in depth as we look at these Mass readings. Before we do, let's do what we do at the beginning of every show. However, let's recognize, let's humble ourselves, if you will. How do you like that? Let's humble ourselves and place ourselves in the presence of Almighty God. Just call to mind the fact that we are in the presence of God. Because when I say to place ourselves in his presence, we don't need to conjure him up or give him a call on the phone or say, "Yo, Lord, come here." He's always with us. He is everywhere. We just need to focus on the fact that we are in his presence. So let's do that. Let's speak to our Heavenly Father. I'll lead, but I ask you to pray along with me, if you will. Please join me in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, all-powerful, everlasting God, you created the entire universe out of nothing. You created me out of nothing. You're in charge of the entire universe, Father. It is unbelievable that I have the ability to speak with you today. And that's what we do. We come to you united in prayer. We praise you, Father. We give you glory. We thank you for creating us, for creating everything around us. We thank you for allowing us to address you whenever we want to. What an incredible privilege. Father, we thank you for the gift of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, our Savior. We thank you for the incredible gift of the Holy Spirit, who comes to live in us at baptism, and whose gifts and presence is strengthened when we receive the sacrament of confirmation. Father, we thank you for all of these blessings. We thank you for the fact that you've given us another day on this earth. We know, Father, that you have a plan for each of our lives. We ask, Father, that you continue to reveal that plan to us. Every one of us was created for a specific mission. Each one of us is unique and irreplaceable. Father, help us know what it is that you want us to do with our lives. Father, we lift up all of our listeners, all of our families, our friends. We lift up the country of the United States. We lift up the entire world. And we ask you to pour down your blessings upon us. Grant us the grace to be able to go out into the world, wherever that may be, and share your good news with everyone around us. Sometimes it gets tricky, so let us know the best way to proceed. Please continue to pour out your Holy Spirit in us each day, to equip us for the challenges of evangelization, the challenges that we are all called to each day. You want us to go out and share the good news with everybody we meet in some way. Sometimes it's only a smile. Sometimes we need to open our Bible or use a Bible verse or use words. But we need your help. We can't do that on our own. And we know that's one of the reasons you sent the Holy Spirit to us. So we thank you, Father. We continue to ask you to provide for all of our needs, the needs of our families. And please draw us closer to you through your Son, Jesus. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And Father, I ask you to give me the words for this program. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I have to make sure I get that there. You know, sometimes my mind wanders and I'm headed down a direction asking the Lord to help with a certain thing. And I realize that I need to pray for myself because I want to make sure that I give you his message today. And I'm confident once I ask that that's going to happen. There might be a few stumbles along the way, but that's how he keeps me humble. Welcome to the show. My name is Gary Zimek, and I would invite you to find out more about the work that I do by visiting my website, followingthetruth.com. And before we get into the mass readings for the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time, it's all about humility today. I would like to let you know something. I want to come out and speak at your parish or your conference. Please contact me through my website, followingthetruth.com, and we can set that up because I want to share this message. I'm blessed to be on a number of Catholic radio stations around the country, and this program is available through many podcast services as well. But I want to come out in person, which is one of the things that I do in my full-time ministry, and share the good news of Jesus Christ. I want to share the news with you, with your parishioners, with your conference attendees, that you can get through life and experience peace even in the midst of adversity. That's the message. There is always hope with the Lord, and I would love to share that message with you and your parishioners. Please, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. We can make that happen. All right, let's take a look at these mass readings for the 22nd week in Ordinary Time. We're going to start, as I do each week, with the gospel, because the gospel is really driving the bus, if you will. The gospel dictates where the other, especially the first reading in the psalm, dictates where they will be extracted from. Because the gospel, each week, we get a sequential piece of the gospel. We are going to start out this week in Luke chapter 14. And again, the message is all about humility. I'm going to read it. We'll talk about it, and then I'm going to offer some advice on how I think the Holy Spirit speaks to us through these particular readings. Luke chapter 14, beginning in verse 1. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there observed him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man." And then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." So here we have a story of Jesus going to dinner at the home of one of the leading Pharisees. Now, you know, the Pharisees, these are these, they are the holiest of the Jews, this class of, you would call them religious separatists. I think that's a good term for them. They feel they are better than everyone else. And they're really following the law of the Lord. They're obeying the Mosaic law, the law of Moses, to the point where their hearts are just not matching up to their actions. In other words, they're empty shells in a lot of cases. And Jesus is always calling these guys out for what they're doing. So here we have Jesus going on the Sabbath to dinner at the home of one of the leading Pharisees. And we're told at the very beginning of this reading that the people were observing him carefully. And they're not observing Jesus with the idea that they might learn something. They're observing him trying to catch him, to trip him up. Because this is what happened with Jesus. We have these people who were so focused on the letter of the law. Not that the letter of the law is not important. It is. But once you start doing things, empty practices, and your heart doesn't back up what you're doing. In other words, you're not doing them for the right reason. You're not doing these things out of love of God, but oftentimes you're doing these things to make yourself look good or to make yourself feel good. Once that starts happening, you got problems. And Jesus was always calling out people who did that. Now, I want to share some information about this reading. There's a little gap in the reading, and a lot of times what happens is the church will extract a particular piece of a reading in order to make sure that the theme is preserved. So in other words, the theme this week is all about humility. So the way this starts out, we get the beginning of Luke chapter 14, the fact that Jesus went to dine at the house of one of the leading Pharisees, but then six verses are skipped and we head to verse 7. And I just to fill in the gap a little bit and to give you an idea of what's taking place here, I wanted to share those verses with you. So Jesus is dining at one of the homes of the leading Pharisees. And this is what you won't hear in Sunday's gospel reading. And behold, there was a man before him who had dropsy, which is a swelling of the body. It's a pretty painful condition. And Jesus spoke to the lawyers and the Pharisees. So Jesus is addressing the lawyers and the Pharisees. These are the head honchos, if you will. And he said this, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not? Which was always a point of contention between Jesus and the Pharisees. Look at him, he's healing, he's performing miracles on the Sabbath. Who does he think he is? And Jesus asked them this question, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not? And the scripture tells us, but they were silent. So in other words, they didn't say anything. Then Jesus took him, the man who was sick, and he healed him and let him go. Because Jesus was all about healing. And certainly if a man needs healing, he presents himself to Jesus, or Jesus sees the man who's suffering, Jesus was going to heal him. That's, I mean, what better day to heal him than on the Sabbath? Jesus is certainly the Lord of the Sabbath. But here's a case in point where the Pharisees considered this working. Jesus was working. He was violating a rule, ignoring the fact that he just healed this man. He restored his health. And you see, that's why they could be so hypocritical. And Jesus said to them, which of you having a son or an ox that has fallen into a well will not immediately pull him out on a Sabbath day? In other words, you're going to tell me that if your son or one of your farm animals falls into a well and is in danger of dying just because it's on the Sabbath, you're not going to come to his assistance? That's insane. That's the point Jesus is making to them. And what did they say? They could not reply to this. Why? Because they knew it didn't make any sense. So you see this, and again, this is the piece that's extracted from this gospel for Sunday, the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time, in order to keep our focus on the idea of humility. But I just wanted to let you know that that's what happened. Jesus first addressed the headman, the lawyers and the Pharisees, right? So that's the first group he spoke to. And he pointed out the fact that they were being pretty hypocritical. So then continuing on with what you'll hear from Sunday's gospel, he told a parable to those who had been invited. So first he spoke to the lawyers and the head Pharisees. Then he spoke to all those invited, and he brings up the fact that many of them chose seats of honor for themselves. In other words, they exalted themselves. And the Lord is saying to them, don't do that. Choose the lowest seat. And then if the person who invited you wants you to move up, they're going to say, hey, why don't you move up? Take a higher seat. How does this relate to you and I? When we are invited to, I mean, certainly we're invited to the heavenly banquet. We have been created so that we can live with the Lord forever in heaven. We've been talking about that over the past few weeks. This is a great blessing. Don't take it for granted. You're invited to something incredible in your life. Don't mess it up. And don't start to feel entitled, because this is where we get ourselves into trouble. You think I'm not guilty of it? I am guilty of this. And when I'm reading this, I'm hearing the Lord speak to me to remind me, Gary, don't take it for granted. Because the closer we get to our Lord Jesus Christ, the more we find out about our Catholic faith. We can sometimes be very empowered, and we can cross the border, and this is a problem, to entitlement or elitism. We're better than those people who just don't get it. If you ever start to think like that, you're in big trouble. Don't let yourself think like that, and pray to the Holy Spirit to keep you humble. This is what Jesus is saying. Don't think that all of this, that your holiness, that the fact that you love to read the Bible, that the fact that you love to go to Eucharistic adoration or daily mass, don't think that that's all you. That's the Holy Spirit prompting you, and you're just responding to that. And you know, sometimes we forget the many gifts that we have. My eyes aren't as good as they used to be. And a lot of times I'll wake up in the morning and I'm reading my Bible, and due to allergies and just the fact of plain old age and bad eyesight, sometimes it's hard for me to read. I am more thankful now for my eyesight than I've ever been in the past. We just tend to take things for granted. But humility is recognizing that everything, and I mean everything, is a gift from the Lord. And we should never lose sight of that. So please, don't ever feel entitled. We're greatly blessed to be Catholic. We should also not look down on our non-Catholic Christian brothers and sisters. And that's a big problem, because we don't want to think that because we have the fullness of truth in the Catholic faith that we're smarter than they are. And I've heard talk like this, and it drives me crazy. And if I'm being completely honest with you, I have even lapsed into that kind of thinking in the past. And I'm not proud of that, but it's happened. Everything that we've been given, including the fact that we may be Catholic and we have the fullness of truth and we are members of the church founded by Christ, that's a gift. Not everybody realizes that, but our job is to be humble and to go out and share this good news with everybody, but in a loving way. Last week on the program, we talked about the fact that everyone is invited. Well, you and I, we're the people that are supposed to extend the invitation, and it starts by smiling at somebody and being nice to them. Okay, so that's the first message. The people at the banquet don't choose the place of honor. If God has given you some sort of a ministry, let Him decide to expand the ministry. And for somebody like me who's in full-time ministry, that can be challenging, and I've got to watch that. It's not too, it's not too difficult for me to monitor book sales on Amazon and look at how other Catholic authors are performing. And sometimes there's a tendency for me to say, oh, let me just check my ranking against this other person, just so I can see if I'm doing a good job. Well, what happens is two things. By the way, nothing good can ever come out of that, because I'll look at somebody else's book sales, and if I'm selling more books than they are, then I can become proud. If they're selling more than me, I can become envious, which is an equally bad problem, or I can become discouraged and think, well, why am I even doing this? Do the best job that you can do. Matthew Kelly calls it, be the best version of yourself. That's what God wants you to do. So that is important. Jesus talks to the people sitting at the table and saying, don't exalt yourself, humble yourself like Jesus did, and then you will be exalted. Mary talked about this in her Magnificat as well. Any success you have in life, in your job, in your home life, any writing you do or speaking, whatever it is, anything that you have success with in life, if you have a lot of money, thank you, Lord, because it's all a gift from you. And if we don't forget that, that's true humility. That's a good thing, okay? And we'll be in good shape. Then Jesus talks to the host, in other words, the person who invited the people to the banquet, and says to the host, when you hold a lunch, don't invite those who can pay you back, your wealthy neighbors. Invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you. Now, when does this come up in life? Well, suppose you're going to do something good for somebody. And even though you think, I'm going to do this because I want to be nice, a lot of times, and this is really, really tricky, but a lot of times we want that acknowledgement or that gratitude from them. And if we don't get it, then we get mad at them, right? I mean, let's be honest here. We do that. Do you ever wave sitting in traffic and there's somebody trying to merge into the traffic and you are the person, you got the power, you're sitting there and you're saying, do I let this person in or not? And what do? You wave them on, try to be Mr. Nice Guy or Mrs. Nice Gal, and they go in front of you and they don't acknowledge you. Did you ever get mad? Come on, be honest. We do that. We do that, and then we have to ask ourselves, am I doing this to be nice, or am I just looking for that reward or to feel good about myself? These little things are the tests that the Lord gives us every day to really to be able to be humble. If I'm going to imitate Jesus, who died on a cross to save the very people who were putting him to death, if I'm going to imitate Jesus, then I've got to be willing to go out and do good and do nice things for people, whether or not I get a reward. You will get a reward, but you just might not get it in this life. God sees everything that we do. So the message, and you know, you picture Jesus gets invited to this dinner, and boy, does he stir up some trouble, because that's what Jesus does. And if you and I, if we're disciples of the Lord, then he's speaking to us right now. That's what we got to do. We got to go out and follow him every day. And this is the message for us. Be humble. Be humble. That also gives us confidence, because the weaker you are, the more you admit your weakness, the more that you realize that the Lord can help you. St. Paul's message, when I am weak, then I am strong, because I acknowledge that by myself, I can't do anything, but with God, all things are possible. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things in him who gives me strength. So humility, that's what humility is all about. Not saying that you don't have gifts. We all have gifts. We all have talents. The Lord has given us each different gifts. Yes, absolutely. Acknowledge your gifts, but just give the Lord credit for them. Sometimes we have a false sense of humility. Oh, no, I'm not that good of a singer. Well, if you're a good singer, that gift comes from the Lord, and you can glorify him through that gift. So just give him the credit, give him the glory, and say, if somebody says you did a good job, thank you, I appreciate that, or God has blessed me, or whatever. That's true humility. Let's look at the first reading. Sirach, beginning in chapter 3, verse 17. My child, conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than a giver of gifts. Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God. What is too sublime for you, seek not. Into things beyond your strength, search not. The mind of a sage appreciates proverbs, and an attentive ear is the joy of the wise. Water quenches a flaming fire, and alms atone for sins. The message is really clear. This is a very short little reading here. If you humble yourself, and that's something you can do, you can voluntarily humble yourself and say, yes, all good things come from the Lord. Any good that I accomplish comes from the Lord. By doing that, you will find favor with God. And I like this. What is too sublime for you, seek not. Into things beyond your strength, search not. There are things in life that will happen that you just can't understand. That's okay. You're not God. You don't have to understand everything. Sometimes we think that everything that happens in life, we have to figure out. You don't. And when we sometimes say, you know what, I'm just going to trust the Lord, I'm going to trust that he knows what he's doing, that is keeping yourself humble. That's being, you know, that's expressing humility. That's the truth. God's smarter than you are. I know that sounds silly, but he really is. He's God. I'm not. The more I remember that, the more humble I'll be. And again, that doesn't mean you think less of yourself. It means, or think poorly of yourself, it means you see yourself as you really are in God's eyes. That takes some help of the Holy Spirit, though, to figure that out. And this is a gradual process that oftentimes is difficult. It's challenging, but the Holy Spirit can help us with that. The psalm comes from Psalm 68. God, in your goodness, you have made a home for the poor. And since we're running a little short on time, I'm just going to concentrate on that particular line. God, in your goodness, you have made a home for the poor. If I think of myself as rich, then there's nothing God can do to help me. You know, if I start to, if I don't acknowledge that I'm poor, I'm spiritually poor, that I don't need grace, that I can do it all by myself, then God's not going to force his way into my life. I've got to go before him and say, Lord, I am poor, but I'm a beggar before you, Lord. Fill me up with your Holy Spirit so that I can be good, because by myself, I just can't do it. So you see that idea of spiritual poverty, that goes hand in hand with humility. The second reading is from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12, beginning in verse 18. Brothers and sisters, you have not approached that which could be touched, and a blazing fire and gloomy darkness, and storm and a trumpet blast, and a voice speaking words such that those who heard begged that no message be further addressed to them. No, you have approached Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and countless angels in festal gathering, and the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven, and God the judge of all, and the spirits of the just made perfect, and Jesus the mediator of a new covenant, and the sprinkled blood that speaks more eloquently than that of Abel. We are so blessed to be able to attend Mass, to participate in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, where heaven and earth intersect. That is a privilege, that is a blessing, and we're the guy being invited to the banquet. We should go in humbly and appreciate it when we go to Mass and be able to receive the sacraments, the sacrament of confession, the fact that we can read sacred scripture. We should be humbled by that and realize that this is the Lord. We're having this encounter with the Lord. He speaks to us through scripture. Jesus gives himself to us in the Eucharist. We meet him in confession. You know, we don't want to go in there feeling entitled. We want to go in feeling like a humble beggar. That doesn't make you a bad person. That makes you real. And that's the way you're going to get the grace that you need. Okay, so it's all about humility this week. That's the message. Go out there and be humble. And one day, you will be exalted. You'll be able to live forever in heaven, where there are no problems, no worries, no aches, no pains, no financial problems in heaven. But the trick is, you can't force your way through the door. You get there through the grace that God gives you. You get there by being humble. All right, sound good? Are we good? All right, we are just about out of time. Man, this show flies by. And again, it's such a great pleasure to be with you. Please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. Let's talk more. If you could send a donation my way to keep my full-time ministry going, I would greatly appreciate it. You can do that just by going to followingthetruth.com. Thank you again for listening. Please spread the word about the Gary Zimak Show. And I'm going to leave you with this message. Until we meet again, I want to remind you, wherever you go, whatever you do, be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Why is that, you might ask? I'll tell you why. Because the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And my friend, that is enough, right? Amen. Until we meet again, this is Gary Zimak saying see you next time.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
BreadBox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.